I'm not gonna do the intro, because if I do the intro, apparently it's a cursed thing to do. So we'll get right into some topics right now. So
go for it.
Yeah. So you were running a little late, and I'm fucking exhausted. I have to drink a fucking Diet Pepsi because I need the caffeine. Because I've been doing laps every fucking day because it's 96 plus degrees in Atlanta. So I finally have my pool, so I'm doing laps every day, but it exhausts the shit out of my whole body.
Yeah, it was like 100 here today, so it's been pretty fucking bad.
In New York?
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucking crazy. Like, it's usually not hotter up north than it is here.
Yeah, well, I pretty much have been sweating nonstop the entire day to the point where I had to go to the store and get a bottle of Gatorade just because it's been that bad.
You know what? I'm doing a fucking vitamin water campaign for work, and they sent me like 500 cases of vitamin water, and they told me whatever you don't give away is just yours.
Wow.
So I've got vitamin water for like the rest of my life at this point.
What flavor?
The lemon lime one, though.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
It's vitamin water active, so it's like Gatorade type electrolytes shit.
Not bad, not bad. Say that's a win.
Yeah, I mean it's not bad when you're in constant 96 plus degree weather like every single day, and I'm usually in the car driving around, or I mean it's just fucking hot all the time, and it's gonna stay that way probably till like November, because Atlanta is just hot like constantly. I mean maybe around October we start actually cooling off.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think we're gonna have a really long summer. Like, I think it's gonna go late into the fall because winter went on forever. Like, it was still winter here in May, so I wouldn't be surprised if the summer hangs out until like late October, early November.
Yeah. So, Toys R Us is finally dead.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the longest dragged out death ever. Like, it felt like it was like 4 months of Toys R Us dying. Like, from the store closing to them putting the store closing signs out to actually fucking dying. Took forever.
Yeah, because when did they announce it? March?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long ride. There was there was nothing left that last. I went the Wednesday before they all closed, the one here, and there was literally nothing left worth buying. It was just whatever junk was in the back that they couldn't sell.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about it that sucked for Toys R Us, for me anyway, that I noticed, is that it's just, they didn't lower their prices very far. Like, they tried to get every fucking penny out of that shit until they just couldn't do it anymore.
I mean, when they knocked it down to, like, 70 to 90%, everything just flew out of the fucking store. There was nothing at that point.
Yeah, it did because
it was sitting around 40 for most of the time, and like people weren't even going in to buy anything.
And it wasn't 40% off flat; it was like up to 40% off. That was how they lured you in.
And they boosted all the prices to offset that.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, but that's been Toys R Us's business model the whole time. That's why they fucking, you know, failed. You know, when I worked there, and I worked there for almost 2 years, and I was a department manager. I was in charge of the electronics department. Their whole theory was that parents don't mind paying a little bit more because we're Toys R Us.
Right.
That doesn't exactly work. not when you've got all the online shopping and everything else going on. Ah, mosquito in here somewhere. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't work. Once you've got online shopping and other outlets, and it became easy to just get whatever you fucking needed, nobody gave a fuck about brand loyalty.
That's true. And I mean, it's weird how Walmart has such brand loyalty when essentially they're just undercutting everybody else. That's kind of all they do.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, people are going to go where they can get the lowest fucking price. So Toys R Us, you know, they died that slow death because they think you're going to spend five extra dollars just because they're Toys R Us. Like we had so many video games, you know, the average video game, around the time I was there, you know, PlayStation 2, Xbox 360, or whatever video game, or Xbox, regular Xbox, sorry.
Yeah.
$49.99. was the average price of a video game. If you went anywhere, like GameStop, Walmart, wherever, Kmart, Target. But Toys R Us would try to get away with that $54.99, thinking that you would pay that $5 extra. And right. That just didn't fucking work. And they did it for years and years and years, and it finally fucking caught up to them.
Yeah.
And now they're dead. And I keep hearing, oh, they're going to revive Toys R Us. Like, there are people trying to revive it. Let it die.
I mean, here's the thing, and I was thinking about the other day, is this is going to be the first Christmas without a real toy store. And I'm kind of curious as to what that does. Like, what does that do to Christmas?
Thanks a lot, Internet. It's another thing the Internet fucking murdered. Like, social interaction and everything else.
It is, because the thing with online shopping is stuff sells out really fast. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like you can just, if one store is sold out, you can go try another. Like, everything goes on sale at like 3 o'clock in the morning and then it's gone, like, for the whole day. So it's like, if you're not online when it goes on up at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, you're fucked.
See, you know what my problem is and why I fucking hate the era that we live in with this internet shit? As a person, I don't have a whole lot of patience. I've never been a very patient person. It's one of those things that I'm dealing with in fucking therapy and everything else. You know, I've never been a patient person. I'm always like, I want it now. I don't want to wait for, you know, the extra day and a half to 3 days or whatever, however long it's going to ship. I want to be able to walk in a store, buy what I need, and get the fuck out. And as we have gravitated into this era of the internet, we have stores closing up, and we also have a lot of the stores that are still open carrying a very limited stock because they try to get you with the more stock online, order on BestBuy.com, order on Walmart.com, order on Target.com. I don't want to order on a .com. I came here to buy what I fucking wanted to buy and get out, just like when you do your groceries or anything else. You know, if a fucking cable that I need for a product goes bad on me, you know, and this is another store that went out. Radio Shack went out, for example.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of the time you need a special cable for a certain electronic device, you go to fucking Radio Shack and get it. You can't do that anymore. You gotta go on Amazon, hunt it down, wait 3 days, because most of that shit is not covered by Prime. Or they have a situation that we ran into, that I told you Jules ran into a couple weeks ago, where it's like, oh, this is an add-on item, you can't buy it on its own. And you're like, well, what the fuck? I just want one fucking cable. Like, one fucking $5 cable that I need for, like, a microphone or you know, a fucking speaker or whatever. And we don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's gotten that way with, like, clothing shopping, too. And I hate that, because clothing, how the fuck are you going to buy clothing online? You need to see how it looks on you. You need to try it on. Does this fit, you know, does this product run a little small or run a little large? I don't fucking know. I hate buying products online because, you know, clothing online, because I don't know. And I mean,
I only buy clothing online now.
Really?
Unless it's like a random t-shirt, like, that I just see in a store. Like, I pretty much only buy, because I know my size, so it's just order whatever my size is. I haven't, like, stepped foot in an Old Navy or, like, a American Eagle or any of the, I haven't been in those stores within 5 years to buy anything physically.
I mean, I buy my jackets online, usually. Like, I usually buy myself, like, a new leather jacket every year. It's like, you know, my thing. But, you know, even then I have to watch and worry, well, are they going to send me the wrong fucking size? Because one time they did send me the wrong size and, you know, I had to send it back. It becomes a whole fucking process, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and it's a pain in the ass. And, I mean, I'm just the type of person, I like to walk in a fucking store. I like to look around. I like the whole possibility of the impulse buy. I like seeing when some shit is on sale I didn't expect. You know, these are things that are lost. You know, it's
absolutely.
You know, I'm a fucking child of Blockbuster Video. I liked going to the video store, and if you couldn't get the movie you fucking wanted because it was rented out, you rented something else. You didn't, you know, it wasn't convenient like Netflix is, but you went out, and sometimes you asked people in the store, well, hey, was this movie any good? Nah, this movie kind of sucked, whatever. You had, like, an interaction, and because of that, I think also, as you and I have said, you know, we're sort of part of that last line of people that remember that, you know, in generations. So, like, a lot of the younger people, especially, like, the 18 through 24s, like, they've had limited to no social interaction, so they don't know how to fucking deal with people or problems or things. And these people usually become liberals, And then we deal with that bullshit and that crybaby fucking crap. It's because they never learn how to deal with human beings. And some of them will never have to. It's just a fucking shame. It really is. I mean, you know. And I think that's, you know, one of the things that gets me. But, you know, I think, like, right now, it's one of the things, like I mentioned, I alluded to the fact that, you know, I started therapy several weeks ago. And you know why I'm in fucking therapy? Because it is hard, to be honest, to cope with this generation because I'm not going to change. You know, I'm still going to be a person of that the generation that I'm a part of. But, you know, the world has changed so much that it can be very frustrating. It can be kind of depressing when you have to deal with so many fucking morons. Man, I mean, you know, it amazes me, like, what you have to deal with sometimes. Like, you know, Trump derangement syndrome is at an all-time high, I would say. Like, we're already 2 years into the presidency. Get over it. But last week, somebody removed me on Facebook for making a Space Force joke. Like, they're so mad about the Trump thing that...
There's no tolerance.
Yeah, you can't even make a joke about it. And I think you came up with the word a couple weeks ago, politicist. It's like racism, only with politics. But here's the thing. These people who voted Bernie or voted Hillary or, you know, liberal, whatever the fuck, right? Like, I don't see them, like, disowning their fucking parents because their parents voted for Reagan or Bush back in the fucking day. Like, how is it any fucking different? Like, how is Trump any fucking different from anyone voting for a candidate you didn't like in the past?
Because he's openly racist. That's why.
Which I don't see any you know, inherent signs of racism. I think...
Like, neither have I.
Convince themselves so much that he's a symbol of racism that they just believe it. You know, the whole you'll believe anything, but... You know, for example, though, about the derangement syndrome, there was somebody who made a tweet like, I work at the Mayo Clinic and I like to tell Trump supporters that their babies aren't healthy so that they're forced to get abortions. It turned out to not be somebody that worked at the Mayo Clinic, and Mayo Clinic asked Twitter to remove and delete the account, but once that already had gone out, people were worried that this was a thing. And it's sad because it has become such a thing with people. Like, people get so... bent out of fucking shape. You know, you've read stories about, like, Starbucks employees spitting people's coffee because they put Trump cup on the cup. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't understand why people are so messed up. And then now we've got this border thing, you know, which Trump signed the executive order to stop the child and parent separation at the border. And people are still fucking mad at him. It was an Obama policy. It was an Obama policy. It wasn't a Trump policy. He fucking put a stop to it, and he's still somehow the bad guy. And I'm tired of this bullshit. Like, you know, we have the Hollywood is all speaking out against border oppression and all that bullshit. And even the chick from Westworld, Evan Rachel Wood, that she went like a hunger strike or some bullshit, you know, to protest the border thing. Why is it we're the only country that's supposed to have a fucking open border? Like, at other borders in a lot of other countries, they'll fucking shoot you if you come within, like, 100 feet of their border. Like, and that's another thing, too, because they act like we're the only fucking country with guns. Like, everywhere in America is a fucking Wild West. But go try to cross a border to another country, and most countries will fucking shoot you before you get anywhere near their fucking border.
Meanwhile, we're just putting them in cages, like animals, with PlayStations and food and beds... and all this other shit that they get that's the thing that I found funny when I heard people comparing them to concentration camps. I'm like, I don't remember the concentration camps having plenty of food, doctors, and PlayStations. And, you know, that's just not what a concentration camp was. Like, they didn't try to make it as comfortable as possible under the circumstance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's just to the point where it's ridiculous. I don't understand why you know, everyone tries to make this big deal out of it. They try to blame Donald Trump. And I think that, you know, there are a lot of people who are smart to it. And I think, again, it's going to help him. And in 2020, he's getting a second fucking term, whether you like it or not. And I don't think a lot of liberals are going to be happy with that. But what bothers me, like I said, is, like, you and I do have friends who sway liberal, but they're not assholes about it.
Correct.
But there's a lot of people who are assholes about it. Like, you know, there are more of them. There are more liberals who are assholes about it than liberals who aren't assholes about it, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of the problem. It's like, look, you can have your opinion. I don't care one way or the other, as long as you're cool with me. But I don't understand this whole, we're going to alienate, we're going to ostracize you, everything. If we find out that you are a conservative or supported Trump or whatever the case may be. It's hilarious, because right now we're watching the freak out because, Justice Kennedy wants to come down. And so that gives Trump a second Supreme Court pick. So now they're really worried about Roe versus Wade getting overturned.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Me either.
I don't think they would at this point go revisit something like that again.
It's too far gone, and I think it would cause a lot of a mess. But you know, I mean, I know you're, you know, this is one thing you and I have different stances on. You're pro abortion. I'm anti abortion. Unless you were raped, like I don't.
Yes,
think
yes,
to...
that is. I just want to keep that correct. I am pro abortion. I'm not pro life. I'm pro abortion.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah, I'm. I'm anti-abortion.
I guess I'm
pro
death. I'm pro death. That's, I guess, the real.
I'm anti-abortion, except in the circumstance where either the childbirth is going to kill the mother, or if it's a child of rape. Because I don't think, I think it's like almost cruel and unusual. It's like inhumane if a woman's raped to make her, you know, raise that child. Not to mention, I don't, you know, it's a daily reminder of what happened there. Not to mention, she's probably not going to treat that child right anyway. And he's probably going to grow up to be the tooth fairy, fucking red dragon and shit. You know, starts fucking set Freddy Lowndes on fire and throw him down the street. I watched that movie again last night because I felt like it.
It's a good movie.
You know, though, I can't not I can't not see. Well, you don't really pay attention to Harry Potter or anything, but I watched Harry Potter. So
no, I've seen all the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, you have? I thought you like hated Harry Potter for some reason.
I all right. Let me explain my stance on Harry Potter. I'm not like I wasn't a fan of the books. Obviously, I never read them as a kid. Mm-hmm. But I have seen the movies and I've been to the theme park. And on that superficial level of it, I don't hate it. It's just not something I understand as a fandom that goes beyond, like, fifth grade.
Maybe I'm thinking Brett. Brett, I think, hates Harry Potter, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he has a reason to.
What's that? I didn't know that.
His ex.
Oh.
She was really into it, and, yeah.
Yeah. That explains it. That's just like how he hates the entire country of Poland. he's basically going to turn into Hitler. Oh, God. You know, the thing about Harry Potter, is I can't look at, what is it? Is it Joseph Fiennes or is it Ralph Fiennes? I always get the two confused.
Oh, Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always see Voldemort no matter what he's in.
He's just, should.
He's just Voldemort in everything. Like, even in that movie.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean... It's kind of funny because they did that Lego movie a couple years back and he's in it as Alfred and Voldemort is a bad guy, but he's not voiced by the guy who actually played Voldemort. It's really weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But wait, Alfred?
In the Lego Batman movie.
Batman? Oh yeah. Okay.
He's the voice of Alfred. Ray Fiennes is the voice of Alfred. So. And Voldemort is a character in that movie, yet he's not voiced by Ray Fiennes.
That's weird.
Strange, yeah.
But speaking of which, so the Alfred Batman spinoff begins production in either the fall or winter. That's literally the one show that nobody wanted, asked for, or needed.
Is it the same guy from Gotham, or is it just like a completely separate thing?
I'm not sure. I haven't read that far into it yet.
Because it's funny because we used to all joke about them doing this with the spinoffs and stuff that like they would eventually get to an Alfred, and the fact they're actually doing it is just fucking bizarre. Mm-hmm. But it almost could be interesting if it's the Alfred that they set up in Gotham, which Gotham thankfully is ending this season. But that character at least had a backstory that I could possibly see as being interesting. Because obviously some kind of military shit was all there and whatever. But is it necessary? No, not at all. I wouldn't say that I'm looking forward to an Alfred spinoff series at all.
No, I mean, it just is not something that I would say that I give a remote fuck about. Like, I just don't care. By the way, I did play Telltale Batman Season 2, which was really good, The Enemy Within. You know, I really... One of the things that I always liked about DC as opposed to Marvel, that I will give them credit, and there's not a lot of departments where DC is better than Marvel, is that they do have this ability to, like, make, like, an in-game universe that's separate from the comic and movie continuities, and it just works. And I've always liked that they're able to sort of retell the same tale to an extent in another series and somehow make it work. Because, like, the Telltale games are disconnected from, you know, other Batman shit, you know. But the general theme of Batman is always the same. But, you know, there's always little differences. There's, you know, in some universes we have a fucking skinny penguin. You know?
Yeah. Well, the setup for Joker in the Telltale series is really interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's just like he's just this random dude. Like, he has no connection to Batman when he first shows up. It's just really weird.
Well, it's very reverse in... You know, I'll tell you that with a minor spoiler. Is he's the one pining for Harley instead of the other way around.
Ah.
What you do... you know, your actions determine, like, where the Joker's mindset ends up towards the end of the game. And I think that it's interesting because it's a little bit more, you know, I mean, all roads sort of lead to the same thing with Telltale, but, you know, the road to get there, you do have, you know, some pretty big divergences. So I think that, that was pretty good. You know, I think Batman, of any superhero you would try to do a Telltale game with, will work. I hear that they're eyeing, like, Stranger Things and Black Mirror and some of the Netflix shows for a possible Telltale Games series.
Yeah.
So that's sort of next. Walking Dead, the final season, is coming out in Telltale, which I'm interested to see how that goes. Speaking of comic books and TV shows, you know, and spinoffs, I mean, I wonder when we're going to get a fucking J. Jonah Jameson Spider-Man's Boss TV show.
I'm surprised he hasn't been, like, in the new movies yet.
Yeah, well, you know, it's sad because the dude who played him in the original, you know, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man's, I think was perfect for it. I don't think anybody's gonna top his J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah,
he was probably
they should just bring him back. Like, fuck it. Who cares if he's connected to the other universe? Just
isn't he Gordon in DC?
Yeah, he was in the Justice League movie. He was Gordon.
Yeah, that's right. Which, yeah. You know what? I personally feel that Gary Oldman was probably the best Gordon.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I mean, there hasn't been a lot of great Gordons in the live action stuff. I mean, if you really think about it,
good fucking actor. Like, I mean, he could literally play anything. But he really, I think he made Gordon interesting in the last set of Batman movies. There, you know,
Gordon had a character arc. He wasn't just some guy who showed up and goes, "Oh, Batman, you gotta help us."
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember in the Joel Schumacher movies? It was just like some fat dude who showed up, like, and he was Gordon.
Yeah, I'm just going to flash the bat signal. I've got no other purpose.
Yeah.
But, so I guess on that note, I don't know if you've watched, you know, Marvel, of course, put out a couple new series this past month. Luke Cage Season 2 and Cloak and Dagger Season 1 has been steadily trickling out on Freeform.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Cloak and Dagger. I'm only halfway through. I'm halfway through Luke Cage right now.
I like Bushmaster as a villain in Luke Cage.
I can't understand a fucking word he's saying.
Maybe because I'm around black people more than you, I can understand him. I'd be the Bushmaster.
there's legit scenes in the show where it's the two Jamaican guys in the cafe talking, and I'm staring at the fucking screen, and I cannot comprehend what the fuck they're saying.
Oh,
I actually had to go back and put on the captions so I could read. So, because there's no soft fucking subtitles, which there should have been, because I can't fucking hear through the accents. It's just like, what are you saying? I don't understand this.
Oh, God. That's funny. No, Cloak and Dagger ain't half bad. It's just a little slow. Luke Cage, Season 2, I liked it. I could understand Bushmaster, but then again, like I said, maybe I've got more experience with black people. You know, you gotta either be down here surrounded by him or a white girl, at which point everything that, you know, they say sounds like, "Hey girl, hey girl, hey girl, what your name is." You know, and of course we saw the finale of Westworld, which, what the fuck, man?
Dude, Dude, Westworld's a fucking can we do something next season, which is probably two years from now? Yeah. Can we do like a weekly Westworld podcast where we can just go through the episodes? Because holy fuck, man, I don't know what happened in that show is so fucking underrated, though.
It's so underrated.
It is, and I feel like Westworld's one of the shows where it's great and people seem to love it, but like you never hear anyone talking about it. Like there's so few people I feel like that actually watch it that I know, so it becomes really hard to talk about because it's like I tried to get my fiance into it and she just like started falling asleep through the first half of the first season. Yeah. I'm like, all right, that enough of that. That's not gonna work. My sister watches it. Luckily, so that she caught on with it. But like most people I know have not gotten into it, and I don't know why. And I think because it's so smart,
it almost alienates people who don't want it.
I feel like it alienates people who don't want to like listen, really have to really think. Pay attention. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
But I mean, you look at it and like you know like. I showed Curtis a few episodes and he liked it, but then like the problem is Curtis, you know, has no attention span. He has the attention span of a fucking wall of paint. So you know, after like three or four episodes, you know, we had to change it to something else because he couldn't, you know, pay attention. I've mentioned it to Jules. Jules said she, you know, she's considered it before and hasn't watched it yet. But you know, she's more of a person that she's into. You know, like she likes acting. She likes, you know, good actors and stuff like that. So I think that, you know, when you've got people like Ed Harris, Anthony Hopkins in there, you just can't fucking go wrong with that. You know, I think the acting in Westworld is very solid. And I do think it's a good premise. So, yeah. I mean, I'll see if, you know, I think eventually she'll probably check it out or something.
I feel like if you watch The Big Bang Theory and you think The Big Bang Theory is a good show, you're probably not going to like Westworld. Yeah. Just saying. That's my opinion there.
The fucking soundtrack. It amazes me too, like the way they take like a lot of like 90s songs and just do like, you know, the piano remakes.
Oh yeah, the Heart-Shaped Box one they did was fucking amazing.
Yeah, and then they did Paint It Black again this season at one point. And
yeah, they did the Japanese like
Kurosawa
version of it. Yeah,
and then what was the other song that they did that I liked a lot? They did a mix of Black Hole Sun, which I liked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
the soundtrack's on Spotify. It's actually really, really good to listen to.
Yeah. My boss actually gave me free unlimited Spotify, and I've downloaded a lot of MP3s anyway. But
nice.
He gave me into his family plan, so I've got that. So this week we've got two movies coming out, this week and next week, the first Purge, which I really want to see.
Which, by the way, takes place on Staten Island. I don't know if
you
knew that.
That's fucking hilarious.
The whole setting for that movie is on Staten Island. It's great. I can't wait to see that in a theater in Staten Island and just watch all the black people from Stapleton freak out as their family, essentially what would be their families, be killed.
There's actually a fucking petition. Somebody's petitioning Donald Trump to please legalize the Purge.
I'm not far off from following that, by the way. if I was allowed to own a gun and some weapons, I'd be for it. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I have no there's quite a few people I'd like to mark off a list.
Like the Purge.
Yeah.
Oh God. I you know what I've always found weird about the Purge movies? There's always a villain or a couple villains that go purging in fucking full business suits. And it's like, tactically, that is the most inefficient fucking thing ever. Wouldn't you want to wear, like, something more flexible or comfortable or more tactically advantageous or more protective? You know, you're just walking around in a business suit like you think you're fucking Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. I mean, it's not offering much protection. You're not as flexible. You're wearing fucking $500, like, fucking Gucci shoes. You're not going to really be able to do a whole lot. I mean, you know, that's always the one thing that sort of got me about the Purge.
That not that, you know, essentially the problem is that they need to have a villain in the movie, because just the idea of good people killing other people wasn't enough. That you have to have like everyone who's doing it has to be fucking like a cartoon character. like to me, the original idea they set up in the original Purge movie was scarier than everything they've done since. And essentially that, like, your neighbors, like the people that, like, you know, that you see every day that fucking, you know, you have barbecues with, that on that night, they're the ones that will fucking try to kill you.
Yeah, not like they're mad at you over one minor transgression that you made like 3 years ago.
Right. That to me is a scarier premise than like, oh, we have a bunch of crazy teenagers running around with, you know, and trying to kill
your weave.
Right. Like, I get where they're, you know, they had to up the ante and expand on it, but like, I think the idea of what the original Purge movie was far scarier than what it's become. Now it's just like, it's essentially what torture porn, you know, used to be. used to fucking just watch. You're just watching for like crazy people to come around.
The weirdest fucking thing is yesterday I was looking just at the worst of Craigslist, and somebody was selling an ovipositor never used. That's the dildo that lays the eggs, and that they said the only thing they used it for was to make Jello shots because they said it's really fun to have it shoot Jello shots out. But that they didn't actually use it sexually on anyone. You know, and so I sort of looked and I laughed and I looked on the ovipositor website and they sell masks, fetish masks, like latex wolf, latex pig, latex horse masks. Look, I'm into a lot of kinky shit, but I've never wanted to fuck somebody while wearing a mask and looking like fucking BoJack Horseman. That just doesn't, you know, that would, I mean, it would weird me out to wear a leather, like, fucking wolf mask and fuck somebody. Like, if they wanted me to do that, I'd be like, you sure? What? Why? Also, I'd feel insulted because I think that looked the best I've looked in years. But, yeah, leather wolf masks and all that. Have you gotten to see BoJack Horseman yet, by the way?
I haven't. I really need to get into that.
I think that's one of the more fun little, you know, Netflix deals. I enjoyed that a lot.
F is for Family is pretty good. I've sat through that, which is Bill Burr's animated show.
Yeah.
And then there was some other thing that I saw on Netflix that, like, I'm weird with the Netflix originals. I'm very in and out with them. Like, I didn't watch Black Mirror until I think the third season. And I caught up, you know, because I heard people talking about it. So I'm really bad, even though I've had Netflix for like fucking 5 or 6 years. Like, I had barely dip into the original content. Like maybe you know, now Glow is back, but outside of that, I really kind of stay away from it.
Yeah. So
well, the quality of the Netflix shows can be hit or miss.
Yeah, I can see that. Same with their original movies a lot of the time too.
Bright.
Oh, God, I refuse to watch Bright. I saw, what was it, Brain on Fire. And I saw Tao this week. It was all right, but it's like, you just sometimes you throw Netflix shit on just to have something on in the background when you've got nothing else to watch.
Yeah. By the way, can we talk, I don't think you've seen it, but I'll just talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
The latest Jurassic Park movie is one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen.
Really?
Like, it's so amazingly fucking dumb.
I haven't, like, watched it yet.
It's like Sci-Fi Channel level of dumb.
Jules told me that it wasn't near as good as the previous one.
No, I wouldn't even say it's as good as Jurassic Park 3.
Wow.
There's decisions made in that movie that are just fucking baffling. Like, from a logistics standpoint and from a continuity standpoint. Like, there's things that just don't make any fucking sense as to why anybody would do them.
And it's going on strong at the box office, though, too. That's the thing. It's like second week in a row, it's number one.
Yeah, but nothing really came out this weekend, so that should dissipate by next week.
Well, after Purge and after Ant-Man. I think Ant-Man and the Wasp will take it.
Yeah, Ant-Man gets a weekend, I think. I think a lot of people after Infinity War are kind of just going to be curious. I think more so for this Ant-Man than the last one, more people will go see it just because of the curiosity to see where it fits in with Infinity War.
Well, I'm interested to see what they do with Wasp, because just like they have sort of Ant-Man 1 and 2 with Michael Douglas and Paul Rudd, they have Wasp 1 and 2 with Michelle Pfeiffer and Evangeline Lilly, so I'm interested to see where that goes.
I mean, I read the spoilers, so I know all the answers to these questions already.
And I know Fishburne is Goliath, so...
Correct.
He's going to be in it. So I'm sort of interested. I mean, there's a few things I'm interested in seeing where they go with it.
Yeah.
thought the first Ant-Man was pretty decent, actually.
No, I liked the first Ant-Man. It was fun. I mean, it was it was the same in the way that Iron Man 1 and Hulk, and like, it was always, you know, it was basically he's fighting an evil version of himself kind of deal.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those, which has become like a Marvel staple. Like, they rarely have and that I think it's a problem with comic book villains in general, is like, a lot of times they're just like inverted versions of the hero.
Yeah.
So that's not really a fault of the movies. That's kind of a fault of the writers and the comics. But that being said, I thought the first Ant-Man was fairly fun for what it was.
Kevin Feige is saying that I guess the next phase of Marvel's movies will have LGBT superheroes. So,
but we knew that already. But like, the thing, I saw that come up, and I'm like, first of all, they already said that what's her name, Valkyrie, was a lesbian.
Yeah.
That was already announced, even though they cut the scene. One of the warrior women from Black Panther was a lesbian.
But I guess they didn't, you know, they never had somebody who was main cast be a lesbian or a gay person. But, I mean, can they even do that without just outright changing somebody at this point? Because, you know, if I'm keeping score, for the most part, LGBT characters in Marvel are X-Men properties, which they haven't introduced yet.
Yeah, my thing is, unless it's important to the story, what's the point?
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people are confused about. Why should we really care? And I think that's sort of, I think my problem with it is this, is that I don't understand, you know, and I have no problem with homosexuality. You know, gay, lesbian, you know, be whatever you want. But why do we have to have a diversity quota in Hollywood where there has to be at least one gay character in everything, or one lesbian character in everything? Otherwise, it's homophobic. I don't agree. I just think sometimes maybe a writer may not have a gay character in a show or a movie.
But what's a gay book? What's a gay character? Well, if you really think about it, what is it that they want? Do they want two fucking women to scissor on the screen during an action scene? Like, what is a gay superhero? Like, yeah. Is it a guy who shows up and goes, "Hi, I'm Flaming Man"? Like, what do you fucking want? Like, can't someone be gay in their private life and have no effect on the movie?
Here's the thing that bothers me, though. It's never enough, because unless you explicitly, like, have, like, something like that, then you have these raging social justice warriors get mad. Like, example, here's an example. Harry Potter, we talked about for a little while earlier, right?
Right.
They've confirmed, you know, J.K. Rowling confirmed that Dumbledore is homosexual, right?
Yeah, but that's been known since the books. Like,
yeah,
since
here's the thing. Because Dumbledore does not have an explicitly gay romance scene in the upcoming Fantastic Beasts 2, people are angry. So Dumbledore is in the movie. It's already sort of known canon that Dumbledore is a gay man. But because he doesn't have his tongue down somebody's throat or his hand on somebody's dick, you know, it's not enough. And I don't understand that. Like,
isn't that idea inherently like a sexist idea in its own way?
Yeah, I feel like it's objectifying. It's you know, it's more objectifying than anything, because you're saying that you're not gay unless you're fucking on the screen, kind of thing.
You know, hold on, I think I might have an answer to this. But do you think it's basically that it's not good enough for a character to just be gay? It has to be that they're gay enough, or display something gay enough that it upsets a Christian moviegoers or something. Like, it has to be on that kind of level, where it's like they have to be making out blatantly with a guy on screen, or fucking taking a jizz in a glory hole. What do you need?
Here's an example of another one that, you know, people sort of undershot, was Mortal Kombat 10. Did you play the story mode of Mortal Kombat 10?
I did.
Kung Jin is gay, but it's only mentioned for like 2 seconds, and it's like, well, this isn't vital to anything going on. The world is like fucking ending and all this shit is going on. We're going to talk about this 2 seconds and we're going to continue with the plot. So like, Kung Jin basically says to Shaolin won't accept him because he's gay. And then Raiden says, well, who gives a fuck? You know,
right.
It doesn't matter if you're gay. You know, it just matters what you do. And then they just sort of continue on after that. I mean, you know, you don't have to have an underlying gay romance subplot, is what I'm saying. Like,
gotcha.
I think,
yeah,
like
yeah.
you said, that's demeaning to homosexuality to say that there has to, you know, that's like saying there has to be a straight romantic subplot and everything, and there's not in a lot of shit. So, I mean, you know, I don't understand why it's always made such a big deal, like that this isn't enough or that isn't enough. Or we had that BuzzFeed article whining, every gay character on Westworld is evil. Did you ever catch that one?
I'm not surprised by that, but that might actually be true.
But it's just, you know, at this point, again, I just think diversity quotas and, you know, all of it, it's a little bit absurd. It's a little bit much. Just make a good movie. All I care about is if you make a movie that I enjoy. I'm not worried about who's fucking who and when. You know, and I think people worry about that too much with movies now, and it's a sad thing. You know, I think that it's actually hurt a lot of movies. A lot of people feel like the diversity quotas really hurt Star Wars. And I hear the executive producers on the chopping block for that.
Yeah, I was hearing I was hearing that that's pretty much going to happen. That Kathleen Kennedy will be gone from Disney Star Wars Lucasfilm.
Do you feel like it's going to change anything or that she's really the problem?
I mean, somebody had to fall on the sword for solo bombing. Like, yeah. And it might have to be her. And I guess we'll see what happens after the next trilogy movie comes out.
Here's the thing.
Abrams,
I feel like Solo
kind of restores it.
I feel like Solo had, like, you know, everybody tries to blame this or that, but I think it's a combination of, like, multiple factors that hurt that fucking movie. Everything from the timing to, you know, just everything from the marketing. I just feel like it was, you know, it was fumbled.
Yeah.
Is what happened. You know what? I feel like also traditionally Star Wars spinoffs have come out around the holiday season. Like, that's what they did with Rogue One. Wasn't it around Christmas season?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that, you know, I don't know. I just feel like had they just waited with Solo, they might have done a little bit better to release at the holiday season.
I still think that the interest just wasn't there. I mean, it probably would have done a little bit better, but I don't think it would have been massive. I don't think it would have been a massive difference between what it made and what it would have made in December.
Well, for those who want to be mad all over again, because, like, you and I didn't hate The Last Jedi, but those who are raging are probably, like, watching Last Jedi over and over again on Netflix now it's out and complaining over and over again.
Yeah.
I didn't really think Last Jedi was that bad. My only complaint is that it was long, and there was a lot of scenes that had 20 minutes of standing around that they could have done without.
You just wanted more Porgs. That's what you really wanted.
I wanted less Laura Dern standing around. There was a lot of that. There's like one scene where she's standing around waiting to get blown up for like 20 minutes. That's like, why is this here? And less of the Asian chick, which I'm sure you really hated that Asian girl.
The worst character in the history of Star Wars. She might actually rival Jar Jar Binks as the worst character in Star Wars.
Really?
It's like a tie between her, Jar Jar, and the robot from Solo, the feminist robot. The woke feminist robot.
Woke, get the fuck out of here! You know.
Yeah, between the three of them, I think.
Is there anything more annoying than the word woke at this point?
Not really.
I mean, it's just so fucking stupid. I don't know, man. I feel like, you know, I'm tired of the social justice era. I really want it to go get lost. Did you hear Starbucks is going to start paying for gender reassignment surgery?
Are they really?
Yeah. Like, is this a good time for Starbucks to even, like, throw this out there? Aren't they, like, closing Starbucks stores because they're overexposed? I feel like there's, like, Starbucks has become where there's, like, five of them within, like, a block of each other in a lot of areas.
I just don't understand, like, what does that have to do with coffee?
Yeah.
Like, is it because some chick wants to become a dude so she can stir her dick with my coffee? Why should... I can't even...
A girl gave me a free coffee the other day at Starbucks because somebody just left their coffee there, and she's like, well, fuck it, you could have it. And I'm like, okay, cool.
I honestly can barely put that sentences together because it's like, I can't even put her penis together as a sentence and, like, relate it to my brain. Like, yeah, I have to speak about a woman with a penis, and it just...
You know what's scary is that there are BuzzFeed and Vice and all these articles, like, explaining how to have transsexual sex. And I think if you're at a point in life where you can't figure out how to have sex with somebody, you probably shouldn't be having sex with that somebody at all. Like, that shouldn't be a thing. So, you know, I just feel like it's getting ridiculous with the, you know, don't misgender me, blah, 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 blah. It's just, at what point, you know, we're headed towards the Demolition Man world. Everything's going to become Taco Bell.
I would love that.
I love how, like, in California, they're doing the Taco Bell Demolition Man experience. Like, the dining. They need to do that at every Taco Bell.
I would be okay with it. Because what year is Demolition Man take place in?
I forget.
2030, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be okay with most of the Demolition. Like, Demolition Man at the end of the movie. After, like, they no longer have language policing. Like, that version of the future I'd be okay with. Not so much the part where you have to put, like, headsets on to have sex. And across the room from each other. Like, that
would suck. I mean, yeah I'm just... Man. I'm the type of person, it's like, I'm just an up-close-and-personal person. I really... don't understand, like, you know, or the three seashells would be bad too. Like, imagine shitting and having to use three seashells to wipe your ass or whatever. I remember there's somebody who actually decoded how they used them, but I think that's scary in and of itself.
Yep.
Demolition Man is like the liberal paradise, though. I think that's really where we would have been headed if Hillary Clinton had won. The UK is starting to look like Demolition Man. With the no stabbings, no memes, no this, no that. They're getting there.
The fun thing with the whole thing that's going on in the UK right now, it's interesting because essentially, based on some of the laws they're passing, they have to, like, ban the internet itself because everything that they're passing contradicts, like, how the online community works. So it's like if you post a meme, you're somehow liable to pay for the copyright of, like, every whoever that meme is. So if, like, if I let's say posted a meme of John Cena and I was in the UK, I'm liable to pay WWE for the use of that picture of John Cena according to the UK law.
That's ridiculous.
It's stupid. It's short-sighted. It's, you know, these, you know, fucking idiots that don't understand the internet.
But, you know, all this stuff I think is going to cause so much shit to, you know, I think eventually this shit is just going to collapse on itself. Because what's happening is, I think the long-term effects of a lot of these social justice movements are starting to rear their ugly heads. You know, for example, I loved this news story this week. Studies show the body positive movement is contributing to the obesity crisis.
No fucking shit.
Yeah. It's like if you tell people that they could look however they want with no consequence, of course they're going to start being more fat slobs. And I really wish that we would get rid of that body positive movement because, you know, here's the problem with the body positive movement. You notice it's only ever fat women. Like, it's never like breast cancer survivors who had double mastectomy. It's never like the girl who can't gain weight, who's like, you know, looks like she's naturally like anorexic. You know, it's never like the guys who, you know, also have weight on them or whatever, right? There's never any positivity for anybody except like obese, land whale size, 350-pound, triple chin, triggly puff, you know, the fat flailing around like 5 minutes after you stop moving your arm kind of fat. And it's like, this is unhealthy, this is horrible, it is ridiculous, we shouldn't be promoting this, we should be promoting childhood obesity, love your size, all this. No, you know what? Here's the thing. And you know what? Some people aren't going to agree with me with this. But there's always room for improvement. And that's sort of how you should live it. Like, I'm not talking about, like, you can be comfortable with your body, you can like your body, you can like how you are. But you should always think, hey, you know, if there's something I can improve upon, I want to for myself, not for anybody else, not to impress anybody. Like the whole body positive movement involves being a slob, being sloppy, not eating right, not bathing right, not shaving your armpits, you know, not shaving your legs, not, you know, and just sort of going out Wendigo style, like, and saying, if you don't get a fucking hard on for me, You're fat phobic or whatever the fuck they call it. Like, I don't understand that.
I don't know how you can be forced into finding somebody attractive. It's either you do or you don't.
Like, the idea is that these body positive, like, 300-pound, like, Trigglypuff types think that they should be, you know, attracting fucking Christian Greys and all of that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work that way.
Oh, yeah, they want to be fucking models and all this shit. And it's like, no, because nobody wants to pay to look at you.
Like, who's that one? Tess Munster. I can't... Oh, my God, she's terrible. Oh,
Tess Munster? Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You know, Tess Holliday, Tess Munster, you know, and she's always, like, in bikinis. And she's, like, the whole F your beauty standards.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, no. You know? And, I mean, I just feel like... Look, you don't have to look like a female bodybuilder. You don't have to look like a WWE diva. You don't have to look like a, you know, like an Olympic-level athlete. You know, body positive, I think, should be like, you should be happy with your body, you know, but to an extent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, okay, no, absolutely. You may not have abs. You may not have the biggest breasts or the nicest ass or, you know, or whatever. You know? But... You know, you enjoy yourself and you have a confidence. It's not about be 450 pounds and then, you know, think that everybody should kiss your ass and tell you you're beautiful. That's not how it works. You know, I think body positivity should be about loving yourself, not about what the body positive movement isn't loving yourself. It's hating everybody who doesn't, you know, tell you that you're amazing.
Fact.
And that's the problem. It really is, like, I really would not, you know, I don't know, it's scary, it really is, like, ugh, you know, like, you think about, like, raising kids in generations like this, like, you don't want, you know, I don't know, people should want better in the world, for themselves, and, you know, and everything. You know what the other thing is that double standard is how, you know, we're hesitant to use the word rape or molestation when, like, a woman does it to a man.
Yeah.
Like, the machete girl, the woman with the machete attack. It says, used a machete to threaten a man into sex with her. They are so hesitant to actually use the word rape. You see what I'm saying? So, threaten him into sex. Isn't that the definition of rape? Like, why are we not treating this as it is? She raped him. I mean, they try to tell you. I don't know. I mean, do you think it's possible for a woman to rape a man? I mean, I get that, you know, to an extent, it's like, how did he stay hard during that? But on the same token, she forced him to have sex against his will. If this story is to be believed.
I've always questioned how that whole... Because there's always a willingness. Unless the woman is horrendously awful physically and completely unattractive, there's always some level of willingness that goes into a male being able to have sex.
Well, on the night of June 22nd, this 19-year-old girl apparently appeared from behind his bedroom door, placed a machete under his throat... And, you know, made him have sex, removed his clothes, get on the bed, and then with her free hand, you know, I guess, you know, they had sex. She also urinated on his bed for, like, no reason. Like, just, she was insane.
You know what's weird with male rape is, so you could pretty much... start jerking a guy off, right? Like, a girl can start jerking a guy off, but he's not interested, it's not gonna cause an erection. Like,
yeah,
just
that's what I
just
have
the
wondered,
touch
because...
just the touching of a penis is not going to cause an erection. There has to be something stimulating,
or like you drugged him with like something that causes erections easier,
unless you're just rubbing a soft penis and that's, you know, you're just sticking a soft penis in. I mean, it's not really much of a rape.
Yeah. I mean, no, but it is true because, you know, I'm not going to get excited from a woman that I don't want to do anything with. You know? And, so in that regard, I don't entirely understand it, but on the same token, you know, the media has sort of downplayed the attack. You know, like they sort of made it sound like it's more acceptable or whatever. But if this had been a man doing the same to a woman, it would have been, like, considered a gruesome, heinous, like, it would have been everywhere. You know? Mm-hmm. We would still be hearing about it. Where this was sort of like, oh, you know, she forced him to, it's a funny story, haha, right? And then they swept it under the rug. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, this, you know, guy got assaulted. Which is what happened, he got assaulted. He didn't want to have sex with her, I guess, but he sort of, you know, had no choice. He's got a fucking machete to his neck. I mean, at that point, John, though, if you do have a machete to your fucking neck and it's death or get hard, you're going to try to sort of will yourself to get hard, aren't you?
I don't know because I'm just thinking to, like, nights that I've gotten too drunk. I don't know in a high pressure situation, like, that I could make myself get hard.
You couldn't fuck if you don't think you could fuck if your life depended upon it.
Not if I wasn't really into it, or if, like, I was just, like, uninterested. Because I've had situations where it's like you go to a bar, you get drunk enough, and then, like, even when you're trying to, sometimes it doesn't work out because you're. Mm-hmm. Had whatever your dick doesn't want to work.
So
I don't know if that works. It would work.
I mean, yeah, I've had situations where
under that, like, kind of pressure. You know, every guy has had a situation, and I hate,
where,
like,
they're not.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Every guy has had a situation where they're just, you know, once they get to the, you know, to the grit of it, they're just suddenly, wait a minute, I'm not really into this. My bad. You know.
Yeah.
I've had those situations. I've had those situations where, you know, and I'll admit it, and I'm not ashamed to say it, like, where, you know, I sort of had a remorse because I, you know, sort of, you know, was talking to someone and then, you know, sort of dated them for, like, you know, a week or whatever. And then when I finally got down there, you know, I'm really not really that interested in this person.
Yeah.
Like, I've had that, and it's, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. Hold on, let me see something. Did something happen to my audio?
Yeah, your voice sounds like Frankenstein now.
All right, what about now? Still fucked up?
Yeah, it's like it's slowed down a little bit.
Let me try to fix something, because what happened is the monitoring... All right, what about now? Still?
No, you have tranny voice still.
Okay, let me restart the call, and then we'll try that.
Okay.
All right, hold on. All right, so... All right, what about now? Okay, I think I sound like myself again. What happens is if the headset comes detached from my microphone, it does the tranny voice thing. But yeah, I mean, but I've had situations, you know, where you sort of, you dated somebody to see what happened, and then you just realized you really, really weren't into him. Like, I'm not talking about, like, somebody you date, like, for a month or two. I'm talking about, like, you sort of just, you know, dated them, like, a week and a half, and then you just realize you don't really have enough in common with them or enough that really stimulates you.
Right.
You know, and I think that's, like, you know, it's disappointing for them, but it's also disappointing for you because it's like, damn, you know, I'm really, you know, I'm not really into this person at all. We don't have any common ground. We don't have anything we like. We don't really have a vibe. You know, like, a vibe has to be there for me to really, you know, want to... you know, be with somebody.
Right.
You know, like there just has to have, like, you know, either, like, you know, it's, you have to sort of have, like, sense of humor. You have to have, like, sort of that connection, sort of that where you like talking to that person and, you know, and stuff like that. If you don't have that, then you know, it's just, well, what are you doing? And some people don't have standards, but I have standards. It's like, I don't know when it became bad to have standards. I think that's sort of the problem, like, the body positive movement, like we were talking about earlier and all that, and feminism. Feminism is like, you know, shame on you, man, for having standards.
That's what it is now. It is. It's completely about shame on you for wanting to have a preference.
Well, you know, and then on top of that, you know, even if you, you think everything's normal, you risk getting Me Too'd. Like, Chris Hardwick is up there with the Me Too right now. I mean, they're really...
But he's fighting back, so...
Yeah, I'm glad that Hardwick is fighting back, because what happens is, you know, they really try to nail him to the cross the way that they've did all these other people. And, you know, he voluntarily took himself off of some shows and whatnot. And Talking Dead, which, again, I've never found there to be a point to shit like Talking Dead. But, you know, I mean, it is his baby, and they've taken it from him. And what I do like is that some of his ex-girlfriends have been like, wait, no, I've never had a problem with Chris. There's never been anything like this. You know, he doesn't deserve to be, you know, dragged through the mud.
Have you been following the last couple of days at all?
What's been going on
with that? So they released, well, he released like a bunch of text messages from her.
Mm-hmm.
He released a text message from their actual breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And he released text messages that she sent him 7 months later,
mm-hmm.
Basically where she's like, hey, can we be okay again? And all this kind of, like, the kind of shit you wouldn't send to somebody who's been abusive to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, there's stuff that, like, it's possible he did blackball her from Hollywood, mm-hmm. but the shit she's making up about how he abused her and all that kind of shit, it seems like, and I think even at the time, everyone kind of was like, really? That seems a bit of a stretch, but,
I just don't think Chris Hardwick is the kind of guy I see being one of these type of guys. It's just
I don't see it
with Chris Hardwick.
Dude's 150 pounds soaking wet. Like, he's not taking down anybody.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, if he had done any of this, I guarantee by now we'd have, like, you know, a bunch of singled out contestants from '90s MTV coming out saying that he did this and that. Because, I mean, he fucking hosted a fucking dating show in the fucking '90s. With a lot of women. A lot of women. And you mean to tell me that... I mean, if he were a sleazebag, wouldn't he have sleazebagged it up back then?
That's what would have made sense.
You know? I mean, MTV. I mean, you know, you've got the MTV, you know, juggernaut behind you in the prime of their programming. I mean, he had a fucking gold card to do whatever the fuck he wanted. If he were really an abusive, like, kind of, you know, fucked up person, he would have been, you know, all over the place then. So... I don't know. I don't see it. So, you know what, though? It's funny, because now they're also making sex robots that are programmed to say no.
So yeah, I saw that whole gimmick. That was so fucking dumb.
Yeah, on top of everything else, now even the guys who can't get laid and turn to the robots are going to get turned down by robots. Are they making the male robots say no? Is that a thing? Can the male robots say no or no? Obviously, the male robots are not being programmed to say no to women.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. It you know, I'm so tired of this shit. And now, apparently, another one that came out is you can be digit gender. Did you hear about that? That's a new gender now. You can identify as a file extension. You can be an MP3. You can be a JPEG. You can be a Microsoft Word document. This is how far we've come as a society, people.
I identify as an MP2.
Fucking MP2. Get the fuck out of here with that. Yeah, did you hear about that weird UCLA professor that died in the mummification ritual?
No. Yeah, you sent me the article. I didn't get around to reading it.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun. This guy basically... died in a mummification ritual, which I guess, you know, he was one of those... he didn't identify his, you know, he was one of those, like, gender fluid people. Like, he didn't identify as a man or woman. He didn't use gender pronouns. You know, these UCL, you know, California is really bad about this stuff, right? Apparently, you know, what happened is, you know, he was with his partner and they had a mummification ritual where basically it's not just, he basically saran wrapped himself Dexter style, but, you know, they only left him little holes to breathe.
Yeah.
Fucking. I gotta restart the. Hold on. There might be a way to do this without restarting the whole thing.
Oh my god, your voice.
Tranny voice. Yeah, I know. I fucking hate this. This is what I get for making. Alright. What about now? Still?
Nah. You're still tranny.
Ah, shit. Hold on.
There you go, that sounds normal.
What about now?
Fixed? Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. I figured out how to do it without disconnecting. What happened is, like I said, this wire is just fucking really sensitive, which fucking blows ass. But yeah, so he basically saran wrapped himself, like, you know, head to toe with little holes in the plastic for breathing and died.
Fun.
You know, I don't understand. You know, like, look, I understand whips and chains and rope. I've used restraint systems before. I'm not against it. You know, I mean, I'm a pretty aggressive person. But this person, Dexter Morgan victimed himself, you know, from head to toe. And didn't expect something bad to happen. Mummification ritual. I really hope they get him a sarcophagus, too. They should just leave him saran wrapped. They should take all the air out with a blow dryer. This is just weird. Like, this is one of the weirder, like, sex-related deaths. To me.
There was one a couple of years ago that I remember. It was like one of those GIMP-like suit things, mm-hmm. but like they vacuum the air out. Mm-hmm. It's like, I guess the finish is that you apparently like you're like suffocating. So it's like you're in this big leather bag thing and they suck the air out. So you're supposed to like feel like you're suffocating. And then they're supposed to like open it up so you can breathe. Mm-hmm. But this guy basically died because they vacuumed all the air out and they... didn't open it because they thought he was like getting off.
Oh man. So let me ask you, what's a slower death, Toys R Us or Pokemon Go, which just now introduced the trading after like what, 2.5-3 years?
I'm shocked that people are still playing Pokemon Go.
You know, I feel like it's too little too late to save that game.
The game, the interest died. Like, you had to capitalize on that within, like, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just, like, all the things that people wanted, you know, within that time frame, everyone else moved on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's done. You're not going back. I moved on to the fucking Jurassic Park one, which is already at launch better than what Pokemon was, because at least it has fucking battles on day one.
So, Jerry Springer got canceled after 27 seasons. I didn't know Jerry Springer was still going on.
Jerry Springer's lucky that life hasn't canceled him. Fucking old.
I thought anything Jerry Springer on TV up to this point had been reruns.
Yeah, no, he's been doing new episodes for the whole time.
Nobody cared. What was the last thing he did like that anybody cared about?
When he ran for mayor or something. No, something
didn't he,
recent.
Didn't he
something
host?
He ran for something recently.
He hosted an episode of Monday Night Raw, and didn't they claim, like, on that episode that Nikki Bella was a transsexual?
Yes.
That was, like, fucking... That has to be one of, like, the top five worst moments in WWE in recent memory. That was really fucking bad.
Yeah, it's definitely up there. That's for sure.
What if they kept running with that, like, and you had total Bellas and she had to pretend to be a tranny that whole time, and John Cena had to pretend to be into trannies and all that shit?
You mean John Cena's not into trannies?
So, since you weren't around last week, you missed Vader dying and XXXTentacion dying.
Is that how you pronounce that name?
I guess. I don't know how the fuck you pronounce that
name. No.
I don't give a shit. Like, that dude... Like, apparently that dude was, like, a real piece of shit who, like, beat women and treated a lot of people badly.
Yeah, he beat up his pregnant girlfriend and fucking made her blind in one eye.
Yeah, like...
Not a good guy. Not a guy you should go rest in peace.
And people were. And people were, like, defending what he did. Like, oh, well, that doesn't mean that he should die. And, like, just all sorts of shit like that. No, he's a piece of shit.
Do you remember when all the women came out to defend Chris Brown after he beat up Rihanna?
Oh,
women
yeah,
are fucking stupid. All these women get starstruck by these assholes, and then it's like they just lose their fucking minds and they say all this stupid shit.
Yeah,
they're willing to defend somebody like that who doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. No, Chris Brown is a piece of shit because he did a lot of other shit like after that, like just other random shit that he was getting in trouble for left and right. Remember that?
Yeah.
Didn't he, like, snatch somebody's, like, iPhone and just, like, walk away with it like he thought he had it that way and get in trouble?
Yeah, I think that's something
like,
that happened.
Some other shit like that. I mean, you know, just because you're famous or whatever or had like a couple good songs doesn't allow you to be a piece of shit. Like, it doesn't excuse you from being an asshole. And Vader died, which I'm not really shocked by that because he had a lot of health problems leading up to that on and off over the past few years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as far as wrestling deaths go, it wasn't like one of those unexpected wrestling deaths. You knew Vader was going to go eventually. If anything, the only surprise I have with wrestling deaths is that Flair is still alive. Like, Flair is outliving everybody. And he's had a couple scares, Rick has, right?
I'm pretty sure he's had like two or three at this point.
Wasn't he in the ICU like last year, like around this time?
Yeah, when he had the big, yeah, the big one was last year.
Yeah, and he's still going, but I'm just surprised that he is. And I'm not trying to say that like to be disrespectful to Ric Flair or anything like that at all. It's just, you know, Ric Flair, come on. You know, he's not exactly, I mean, this is a guy that every time we've seen him in public in real life, he's got a fucking beer in his hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he should be, for all intents and purposes, Flair should not be, like, physically alive right now. Like, I don't know if he's got, like,
and he won't be, and he won't be much longer.
I don't know if he's got, like, a voodoo shaman that's keeping him alive or what at this point.
I think Flair,
when do you think Flair goes? Let's put it like that.
I think the formaldehyde from all the alcohol he's consumed is almost keeping him alive.
I'm going to say Flair goes next year.
It's possible. I mean, I would give him 2 to 3. I think 2 to 3.
2019. I give it till May 2019.
All right. We'll see how this goes. You think right after WrestleMania next year? Is that what you're thinking?
Probably. Probably right after. I'm surprised he hasn't died out of WrestleMania. I mean, dude is usually like the last person at the bar.
Right.
WrestleMania weekend.
He used to shut it down. Although I heard last year he was going to bed early.
Wow.
I heard he was behaving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and he still ended up in the intensive care unit last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. It's, the world is fucking weird. I mean, we've seen weirder, though. So, there's that. What was it? I was gonna say, you know, the other thing, we talked about Space Force for a minute earlier, but I gotta ask, what are your honest thoughts about that? Like, do you think Trump with that is sort of reaching? It's a little bit much.
I only care if it becomes like Halo. I want like alien space marines. That's what, I want to be a James Cameron level of fucking space cowboys or something. I don't fucking know. This is stupid. It's stupid. It's not something we should be funding, but whatever. I don't care. It'll be fun.
I feel like what happened is he watched like Starship Troopers or Transformers or something, and you know, and somehow he got the idea that we needed this.
Maybe that's exactly what it is. Maybe it was Starship Troopers that he saw.
In which case,
it would be perfect timing to bring back Starship Troopers.
Oh God. Oh, man, I don't know. You know, I do find the Space Force to be ridiculous, but then I find it such a great meme that you can't hate on it. It's just funny. I guess some people are mad that their money is going to it, but, you know. I mean, how many horrible departments, redundant departments, did our money go to under Obama, and we weren't allowed to say shit about that? You know? Although I do feel like it does sort of invalidate some of that, because it's like, Trump cut out, like, you know, tons and tons and tons and tons of Obama departments that were redundant and ridiculous. But then he opens the Space Force. It's kind of like, not the best Trump move, but it's not enough to make me, like, you know, hate him or anything like that. Like, people are acting, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess we should probably roll up soon and finish up. The one thing I will
say, we'll wrap it up.
Facebook, everybody says Facebook sort of invades your privacy. I had a really strange situation happen the other day, right?
Okay.
Like, you know how usually, like, if you talk about something or, you know, you search for something, you talk about something like a friend, but it's not on Facebook, somehow you still get Facebook ads for it, and, you know, they've already sort of proven that, you know, because the app sort of is trained to listen to keywords and shit like that, you know, and all that, and you know, here's the thing. You know, I sort of understand that with the microphone. But, you know, I think the camera might be a little bit up to no good, too. Without you saying anything. Because what happened is I have, like, a salt lamp in my room, and it went out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sort of thinking about it. I didn't say anything to anybody about it. I didn't post anything about it. I didn't talk to anybody about it. But I started getting ads for, like, salt lamps, like, out of nowhere. Like, but I never said anything. I never did anything near my phone that would have indicated that I needed one.
So you've never searched on your computer for salt lamps?
No. Not once.
Interesting.
I only have the physical instructions, and that's all, you know, like that came with the lamp. I looked at those once, but my phone was nowhere near it. I don't think I've pointed... I mean, you know, maybe like in the background, you know, when I've taken pictures, the lamp is there. And that's the only thing I could think of that maybe, like, this would do it. But even then, how would it, you know, how would they know that I had a problem with it and needed, another one? They hadn't showed me anything like that before. It's just really creepy. It's some X-Files shit, man.
Well, Google and Siri always listen to what you're talking about, so.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, like I said, I never talked about it. I never spoke a word to anybody about it.
Maybe your phone secretly recorded your room so it knew what to look for.
It's scanning my brain. That's what's fucking happening. Like, maybe Alex Jones has a point. Maybe this shit is scanning our fucking brains. You know? Fucking Alex Jones says a lot of crazy shit, but some of it, there might be a grain of truth in. Yeah?
Let's not give Alex Jones too much credit here.
They're making the freaking frogs gay. Oh, God. Yeah, what was it? But speaking of Alex Jones, there was a really ridiculous, like, InfoWars headline about the Space Force. Like, something like, satanic aliens, Trump. The reason Trump is making the Space Force is because there's satanic aliens, and that Trump knows about it, and, let me see. I gotta find it. It was like, you know, I feel like... Alex Jones sometimes is fun, but then he's like the Weekly World News of you know, the conservative movement.
Because
he claims, like, there are demonic, satanic aliens in space that are coming. And this is why Donald Trump is making the Space Force to counteract this.
I mean, he's right, you know.
We're going to see, like fucking satanic aliens coming down.
It's gonna be like
guns.
Fucking Doom. It's gonna be Doom.
Isn't there a Doom sequel out, like, due out this year, too?
I think next year. I think next year it comes out.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know, man. The world gets crazier and crazier every week. And I'm sort of glad it is, because it gives us something to talk about on this show. But, yeah, so we're about out of time. It's, wow, it's later than I fucking realized.
Yep.
And, well, that's because we started late, I guess. And I had a few tranny voice problems. But, yeah, so we'll do this again next week, everybody. Thank you who listened in, everybody who downloads the show via iTunes, Podomatic, all that bullshit. Let us know. Contact us somehow. Maybe not. I don't know if the type of people who listen to us are people that we want to be in contact with for the most part.
Probably true.
Some of them, yes. Others, not so much. You ever have, like, any crazies that, from any of the projects that you've done online, emerged? Like, anybody you just, like, sort of, okay, I need to get this person the hell away from me?
Not really. I could think of.
Just me? I'm the only one who has... Why is it I get singled out? Like, the crazies always come for me. Always. You ever notice that?
I will now.
Anyway, I guess we're out, and taking us out, I'm gonna play the Westworld version of Heart-Shaped Box, because that was really a nice piece. So I'm gonna play that for our outro, and good night, everybody.
Laters.